also both are telekinesis.
Hey, Hugh, can you hear me?
This is to appease this old lady child thing named the Pretender. Her caring personality and...
Hello, Hugh?
...at the lead people results in her having no real friends. So she
Hello?
Hires them literally to make herself, resulting in delusional tea parties, movie nights, and even family photos.
Hello, Hugh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sound like you just woke up, man.
Yeah, I did.
You did. So good. What's that?
Sorry. I just said sounds good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. Speak up, man. If you want to be heard, you gotta speak up a little bit. Okay. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to the first weekly warrant rundown on Thursdays. So Thursdays, we'll do a little bit of a show, a little chit chat before Divine Mercy Chaplet. And every time we meet, I'll have a different guest or maybe the same guest. It matters how Hugh works out this morning. But today we have Hugh Darblay, and I'll just pass it over to Hugh. Just give us a little bit of who you are and everything else, just a little biography, dare I say. So take it away, Hugh. So first of all, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Saskatoon.
And what do you do during the day?
Well, I go to school and then come home and sometimes read or draw.
What school do you go to?
Holy Cross.
What grade are you in?
Grade 9.
Yeah, of course, I know all this stuff, but the wonderful listeners here, and we actually are ticking up pretty good right now, so we might have, you know, tons of listeners from all over the world that want to know about Hugh. So what is your favorite class in school?
Right now I like digital arts.
Oh, wow.
You can, it's got graphic arts, film, and photography in one class.
Oh, cool. And so what are you doing right now, like in that? Are you doing digital photography or what's up?
Right now I'm finishing the graphic arts unit.
Oh, cool.
Just got one more project left.
And go ahead.
And then we'll start the film unit.
Oh, that'd be cool. Film unit would be pretty cool. Yeah. And everybody wants to know is how do you find high school? Is it easy, hard, like academic wise, let's say?
Well, it depends on which class it is.
Oh, so you have some hard classes this year?
Yeah.
So what's your hard class this year?
Math.
Oh, yeah. Math is always kind of tough. Go ahead.
The first semester math was easy, but the second semester was a bit harder.
Okay. And what are you reading right now? What book are you reading? Or are you spending all your time on your digital device watching YouTube shorts?
Not all my time.
Oh, not all your time. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Right now I'm reading The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, and how do you like that?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I haven't read that in a while. They have that translation fish you stick in your ear, right? Is that the book? Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty cool. That's actually a really good good book. What has been your favorite thing to read this year? Like what's some of the highlights of what you've read this year?
This year?
Yeah, let's say, or the last few months. I don't know. How many books do you read, let's say, in a few months?
Well, you know the Ender's books?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, well, I read every single one of those.
Really? How many books are there in that?
I don't know, like 20, 50.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive, actually. Okay. Do you want to say anything else before we get going? I'll be asking you all these questions throughout this short time we have today, but do you have anything else to tell the wonderful people?
Not really.
Okay. So one of the things that we do here is just, and obviously this is all new to all of us here, is we just go kind of over some news that is news for me, maybe not you, but you might find interesting. Here's something, and maybe you out there, and I'll ask you, you know, maybe you've struggled with something for many, many years, or maybe struggled with something, and then you realize something that you were struggling with was super easy. So this happened to me just recently. So for years, I was trying to make my mixer what is technically known as an audio interface for my computer. And because in order for me to have Hugh on and do the way that we're doing it right now, I need to set up my mixer as an audio interface. And I've been trying to do this basically since I've got the mixer, which has been quite a few years. And yesterday I realized it was just a button on my mixer. That's it. It was just a button. Hugh, have you had a similar situation like that where something you thought were super hard and you maybe struggled with for a while and then you realized it was really easy?
Well, one thing like that is maybe
lay it on me, man. What is it?
You can
think about it because I think everyone. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I just thought of something.
Okay.
One thing like that might be drawing digitally.
Oh, okay. Is that hard?
Yeah, for me anyway.
Right.
Because my entire life, I always just drew the normal way, you know?
Yeah, right. The traditional way, I guess we could say now.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. But is drawing digitally easy, though?
I mean, if you started drawing digitally and that's like what you use, then maybe, yeah.
Right. Okay. So the next thing on my list that's been big news in my family is I got my bike stolen, believe it or not. So I'm pretty heartbroken about that. It was in our garage. There's lots of other stuff in there, and they just took my bike. But I don't understand why they would do it. Well, I do, kind of. But it had no battery in it. So people that know me know I have an electric bike. I use it a lot, especially in the summers like this. And now, now I'm going through the pain of not having a bike. So I am, I'm pretty upset about it. I am actually going to be talking with the insurance agent today and stuff like this. So I don't know. It's not a good feeling, to be very honest. And one of the knife to the heart is that Catherine said that was probably your most prized material possession. I'm like, yeah, it totally was. Like it was tough. Have you got your bike stolen, Hugh, at all?
No. One time I got my shoe stolen in a hotel, though. That sucked.
When? Where were you at? What hotel?
Oh, well, we were traveling back from Texas.
Oh, okay.
And like, they were like brand new shoes that my mom had just bought. And then we stayed in one hotel and some guy just decided to walk off with them.
Really? So you're pretty sure you didn't misplace them? Like actually someone stole them?
Yeah, actually somebody stole them.
Wow. Shoes.
Yeah.
That's brutal, man. That's unbelievable. Yeah, no, it sucks when things are stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but that's what happened. I did one time have my wallet stolen from my car, but I just walked around the neighborhood and all the money was still there. Whatever was just thrown in some bushes. So I considered myself lucky on that part. So the next thing is this STF stuff with the Teachers Federation. I guess yesterday started the vote. I guess the vote will end here today. Now, I don't want to get into the weeds about all this stuff, but what I find really tough for me is that so Serafina's in grade 8 and there was all this stuff that was supposed to happen. Like she was going to have a music festival, drama, badminton. And okay, I can understand job action, but once there was a contract or whatever given to them, they stopped all that. And this big music festival was canceled, thinking that they were unsure about how the vote was going to go. And I thought that was, for me anyways, I think that's a little bit disingenuous. Like how can you draw back all that stuff when you are still voting and stuff like this? Like I don't get it. Maybe some of the teachers out there can give me a little bit of heads up why that would happen, but everything's been canceled, even though it was supposed to be business as usual. At least that's what I thought until the vote and stuff like this, but it hasn't. It actually has been more of a job action, at least in my experience. So I don't know, like, and I don't want to get into sort of the, just hold on here. This is why I need someone who does production for my stuff because I have to do it myself. Anyways, I don't know like what the ins and outs of that is, but you know, I never heard that there was job action or anything else like this until the vote has been done. But anyways, that's my two bits. Has this whole teacher labor dispute has affected you at all in your school at all, Hugh?
Well, there's one thing I was going to do. Right. It's a canoe trip.
Oh, they're not doing a canoe trip this year?
Well, most likely not. I don't know yet. Oh. But
that's brutal.
Well, I couldn't get into the canoe trip anyway, so it kind of didn't affect me in the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your hopes and dreams were snuffed out even before you had hopes and dreams.
Yep.
Okay, well, there you go. I don't know. Anyways, I think it's kind of a bummer. I just really, you know, not only for Serafina, but for a lot of the kids that I coach basketball, you know, they didn't have a grade 8 farewell because of COVID and stuff like this. And they probably, I don't know, they probably won't have a grade 12 graduation either. So that's always tough. My last thing about news, so news that is news for me, is here's something. I don't know if Hugh, your family has went through this or whatever, but so we're going to be getting a whole bunch of meat or whatever. Deacon Dave, we're buying some beef from Deacon Dave, and I'm trying to eat out of the freezer just kind of every, you know, this past probably 4 weeks, you know, just trying to slog through all the food that we have in the freezer. And I realized that we just had tons of food in the freezer. And, you know, it's a slog. Like it's, and you find stuff you didn't know you had in your freezer. Like we had some wontons in the freezer, which I didn't even know we had, like I made some. So that's a good surprise. The bad surprise is when you have like some sort of fish, which we don't particularly like fish in our family. And then, you know, you got to eat that on Friday sort of thing. So it's been interesting to say the least about like what kind of food you kind of stockpile in your freezer and stuff like this. And then, you know, always thinking you're going to eat it until, well, then you start cleaning out your freezer. So have you had an experience like that to you at all?
Yeah. Sometimes you find weird things in freezers.
Okay. That sounds really ominous.
Yeah, it kind of like, does.
What sort of weird things have you found in your freezer? Come on, Matt. Like deer heads or something like that, or
yeah, something like that. No. I found some. There's like a big pile of cheese in one freezer.
A big pile, like grated or just big chunks of cheese.
It's leftover from Christmas, and we haven't used any of it.
What? You haven't used grated cheese?
No, it's not grated.
Oh,
it's like. You know those little cheeses that you can dip crackers and stuff into?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have a whole bunch of those.
Yeah, it's a lot of those.
Man, you got to take those for lunch when you go to school here, man. It's just what you got to do. So now we go, and I left the links in the description, whether you're here with us in the app here or whatever, however you're listening to us, or on the website in theredeemer.com. I have three websites just to kind of go over. One is yesterday in the Diocese of San Francisco, there was a holy hour and a talk about the persecuted Catholics in China. And so as you well know, if you are a faithful listener here, you know, this is one of my things I talk a lot about, but I am so happy that it's getting a lot more awareness within the Catholic Church. And it's the Archdiocese of San Francisco who's doing this. And it is good to see. And maybe a lot of people don't know there is a his name's Jimmy Lee or Jimmy Lay. Anyways, he's in jail right now. He is a very wealthy man in China, and he had opportunities to flee China, but he decided to stay in China to fight for freedom, of not only for general freedom but also for Catholics and stuff like this in China, and he's in prison right now. If you click on the link, one of the most disturbing stories there is that there's this lady who actually commissioned a new hymn called, I think, the Chinese Communist Martyrs, or martyrs and communists. Anyways, she said that her family, and she's a convert, so her family back in China are not Catholic. But when their persecution of the people happened, a lot of her family actually committed suicide because they just decided that there was no hope that the government would have taken everything away from them, and then there was just no hope for them. So I encourage you to read that and pray for the persecuted Christians around the world, particularly in China. It also mentions in the article, which I've talked a lot about, is the secret deal between the Vatican and China and how destructive that was for the church in China. Now, my understanding is that that's been no longer in effect and stuff like this, but still it is a concern for all faithful. And I think that's really important to read and know. The next one is this decline of birth rates around the world, and especially this article is about South Korea. Reason why I mention this is that I'm always, I guess, super amazed and hopeful of the church, because around the world there are so many creative things that dioceses and churches are doing. And in South Korea and their diocese, they're doing a lot of work to encourage people to have children. And they're actually offering sort of free childcare. They're offering bursaries within their Catholic communities for people who have children and everything else. There's this wellspring of just support of families and everything else, because the birth rate there is quite low. And I think, you know, you read a lot, especially in South Korea, is that the bishops are saying, like, this is a great opportunity for the Catholic Church in two ways. One is to support families, who whatever faith they might be, to support families, but also to renew the culture of South Korea. You know, a lot of these bishops say that the birth rate is so low that if Catholics start having children like this, that will actually change the demographics and it will change the whole culture of Korea. So I encourage you to read that and just to maybe find ways where we can help as in Catholic parishes and churches to support families or be creative into spreading the good news of Jesus Christ and his church. So last but not least, and I'll ask you, Hugh, have you been watching any basketball?
I've not been watching any basketball.
Do you watch any sports?
No.
No, really. And if there was a sport to watch, which sport would you watch? Just
soccer.
Soccer. I knew it. Oh, soccer. Oh man, soccer. Anyways, does Connell watch any sports? Does he watch any hockey or anything like that?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyways,
he probably likes to more than me.
Right. Right. Well, everyone knows who's been listening. What am I going to talk about? The Minnesota Timberwolves, man. Like this is a fan's dream right now. Like, I don't think I've had this the situation in my whole entire life. Like, I know Bucks is my Eastern Conference team and they went and they won the finals or whatever, but that was kind of, they were building up. They had this whole, like, there was lots of people saying, oh, they're going to go all the way that year, blah, blah, blah. This is like a total Cinderella story. Like, Hugh, on Friday, you got to watch the Nugs, okay? Like, you got to.
Okay.
And I love, so why do I like basketball? Because I like basketball, but I really like sports, like, full stop. I think it really shocks Catherine how much I like sports. But I like this idea that, like, excellence wins out. Like, I just love that. I love competition and everything else. I think it's quite the thing. So anyways, if I didn't narrow it down to basketball, I would not even be talking with you, Hugh, right now. I'd be watching some sort of sport. So I had to narrow it down to one. And a lot of people say, well, why aren't you a Toronto Raptors fan? Come on, man. Really? There's nothing good that's ever come out of Toronto. And to be very honest, Minnesota Timberwolves and the Milwaukee Bucks are closer to me than Toronto. So that's a main reason why. But I have a link here of Minnesota Timberwolves, what's happening. And believe it or not, they beat the Nuggets, the best, you know, everyone thought they're going to win again, get another chip or whatever. But without Rudy Gobert, which is their best defensive player. And where was Rudy Gobert? He was there to witness the birth of his first child. So that's pretty awesome. They're playing again on Friday. So obviously next Thursday, I'm going to tell you, maybe the Nugs come back and are totally decimate the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'd like to mention, I haven't mentioned this yet because I don't see Deacon Dave here yet, but I was encouraging Deacon Dave to phone in to talk about his Oilers losing. I went to bed and it was like, I think it was 2-0 for the Oilers. I thought, okay, the Oilers are going to win, but obviously not. It was like 4-5. So Canucks beat out the Oilers yet again. So anyways, what sort of stuff do you watch, Hugh? Because I know you watch stuff. So what is it?
Well,
so what sort of topic do you watch YouTube on? Like, what sort of videos do you watch on YouTube?
I like the essays.
Okay, what's that?
Sort of, well,
like long form, like podcast stuff?
Well, yeah, but it usually, sometimes it includes visuals and like,
okay,
supported by videos and stuff. And
So what's the topic you like most of?
Maybe for a while there, I really liked to listen to and watch videos about speculative biology.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like one guy will make like an entire world with all its
right
life on it, and it'll have a lot of depth, and then somebody will analyze it.
Cool. So like, would that, like, just they do that just for funsies, or is it for like role-playing games or just something just nerds do? Because you're explaining this to me, I'm like, oh man, I'm going to be Googling speculative biology for sure. That sounds pretty cool.
But
I'm a stone cold nerd, so take for what it is. So, okay. Last but not least on this beautiful morning, and then what we'll do is we'll end, and then this same stream will, at 7 o'clock, we will be praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. So please, down below, or just email me about how the audio quality is. On my end, it's been really good. Hugh's coming in very well. It's like this. Later on, we could have as many as, I think, like 6 or 7 people phone, like kind of being co-hosts like this with Hugh. So anyways, there's lots of things that we can do with this platform. So here we always end, well, not always because it's the first time, is the inconsequential hot take. So this is my hot take. Okay. Now you can agree with me, Hugh, or not, but mornings are the best time of the day because no one is up to mess up your day yet. Do you agree?
I think I do agree.
Really?
But personally for me,
you're right.
Mornings are really difficult because the thing you said about them is nice,
right?
About mornings, but I'm really not a morning person. Like I can't wake up.
How is that possible?
I do wake up, it right. takes a while for me to actually wake up.
Really? You know? So are you a night owl then? Do you like to stay up really late?
Yeah.
But when you stay up really late, first of all, you have the weight of the day at night, and it's just like you're kind of thinking about the day. And then, to be very honest, at night, like, are you energetic at night? Because I find, like, at a certain time at night when everyone else is asleep and everything else like that, like last night I kind of had a later night for whatever reasons like this, but I couldn't do anything because I was just beat. I was tired. Do you find that or no?
Well, most days, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, every once in a while there'll be a good night.
Right.
Where I'll get something done or something, you know?
Really? Yeah, mornings are my time to get done. Here, Hugh is rarely energetic. Is that true, Hugh? That's what someone just posted here on the chat here. Wow. Is that true?
I wonder who that was.
Yeah, so do I. I'm wondering. Are you sort of like not energetic full stop?
I am energetic sometimes.
Okay. Is it when you get the caffeine in you? Is it the coffee in the morning maybe or at night?
Yeah, coffee usually makes me kind of feel sick.
Really?
I like coffee. I like coffee, but right. It kind of gives me a stomach ache.
Oh, that's too bad. Coffee's amazing. Like that's what I have in the morning. It's pretty awesome. So anyways, please let me know in the comments or anything else like that about my inconsequential hot take. Mornings are the best time, man. I love it. I love waking up. Sometimes I do. Am I a little bit groggy in the morning? For sure. Like no one's perfect. But when I actually get out and do stuff, I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I need to wake up earlier than this. So anyways, that's all I think for today. We're 6:38. We kind of went through that. So this is our test run here for the Thursday weekly rundown. Hugh, would you like to join me again sometime?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, right on. Yeah, you were a great host, man. It was good. Hopefully people out there enjoyed it. If you would like to join me sometime, please let me know. And we can make that happen. If Hugh can do it, anyone can do it. Was it easy to click on the link and everything else?
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
Oh, perfect. Because sometimes with this new web, like this podcasting thing, some people have been saying it's so hard, it's complicated. And then when I try to do it, it's like, no, it's been pretty easy. So, and these are people that are smart, at least what I consider pretty smart. So anyways, would you like to leave any words of wisdom here before we go, Hugh? What's the thought of the day for Hugh?
Well, if you act like you know everything,
right,
you're not going to learn anything.
That's a truth bomb right there. That's awesome. Okay, thank you, Hugh. Thank you for all. We actually had a lot more listeners than I thought we would. So that's kind of surprising. So this has been good. This has been a good first time. So we will be meeting right back here at 7 o'clock to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I hope everyone can join us for that or just stay on, do some other work, and then come back to it at 7 o'clock. So thank you very much again, Hugh. I really appreciate it. I was so excited when I texted you, said, would you like to do this? You said, yes, if you woke up. And you were up super early this morning. I think today you should get some sort of treat or whatever. You maybe talk to your parents. Like, you were up super early, ready to go, which I was pretty impressed with. So thank you very much, Hugh.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. Take care, and I'll see everyone back at 7 o'clock.